A 24-pound, 8-ounce Chinook salmon caught on Lake Oahe last week is a state record. It broke the previous record of 23 pounds, 14 ounces. The state Game Fish and Parks verified the record yesterday. Gordon Sampson caught the fish after just 5 minutes on the water. The Game Fish and Parks Department has received reports of several large salmon being caught, with others close to the state record. News of the giant fish is attracting anglers to the pier area for the chance to catch their own big salmon. Bob Hanton is fisheries biologist with the state Game Fish and Parks, and he oversees Lake Oahe's salmon program. He joins us on the line. And Bob, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thanks a lot, Carl.
Also with us is Dan Miller, owner of Carl's Bait Shop. And Dan, thanks for joining us as well.
You betcha. Good afternoon.
Well, Dan, I understand that the record-breaking salmon was weighed on your shop scales. Were you there at the time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And did you and Gordon Sampson know that this was probably a record salmon?
Yes, we did. I knew it was right away. It was 24.53 on my scale, and the previous record was 23.88. So, The fisherman was obviously very ecstatic, especially when he'd only been out 5 minutes and was invited by his taxidermist friend from Brookings.
So how often does someone catch a record fish after just being in the water for 5 minutes?
Well, it's very unusual. We had a local guide that prior to July 15th had been out 23 times and caught two. So you got to pay your dues out there. It's it was highly unusual to be out 5 minutes.
So have anglers been catching large salmon all summer on Lake Oahe, Dan?
No, it started about July 15th with, a local guide that had been out many times and only got two. He caught the 21-pounder. And kind of got the things going, got the fever going. We'd kind of lost our touch and knack after the 2011 flooding, where they flushed a good share of the bait fish and the salmon downstream.
So this has been good news for your business?
Very good. Very good. And it's definitely a success program for the fisheries department too.
Well, Bob Hanton, why are these large salmon being caught in Lake Oahe over the past few weeks?
Well, it's really a situation where we've got the ideal prey base, meaning food for these salmon, available in Lake Oahe at this time. Lake herring are a cold water prey fish that was stocked back in the early 90s, and its whole purpose was, or hope when they stocked that prey fish, was to offset when smelt numbers were low, that the lake herring numbers would come up and still provide a food source. It just happens that lake herring, also referred to as Cisco, are an ideal food for Chinook salmon to really put on impressive growth.
So how old are these fish, for example, this record-setting fish?
It's until we get a handle on seeing more of the fish and actually determining the age, I guess I would speculate that these are, that record fish is probably either a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old Chinook salmon.
So these are fish that have grown since the flood of 2011.
Exactly. It's like Dan mentioned, the flood of 2011 was really devastating to our fishery. Of course, the impacts to the people in the community too. But during that flood, we estimated that 80 to 85% of our rainbow smelt population was lost out of the dam, along with the majority of our smelt or the majority of our salmon population. And meaning all age classes of salmon, basically 4-year classes of salmon, lost. So, we're in the rebuilding phase, and the fish that we're seeing now are fish that were stocked back in, probably 2012, 2013, and survived and have grown up and taken advantage of this lake herring population.
Well, Dan Miller, what was business like before the 2011 flood, and how does that compare with what you're seeing, you know, over the past few weeks?
Well, the salmon fishery at that time was another big dimension in our business. We had a wall of salmon tackle that turned probably 7-8 times in a year, and that was their second choice versus walleye courses number one. But would turn 7-8 times, and since 2011 it hasn't turned once. So this is a welcome shot in the arm as long as things keep in total balance and not have another disaster like 2011.
Well, Dan Miller, what are anglers using to reel in to catch these 20-pound salmon?
Well, we're kind of refreshing ourselves from 5 years ago, but some of the popular baits are the artificial squid with a scent could be as common as WD-40, which has herring oil in it. And then Brad's bait cut plugs that have a scent membrane in them, so you can put your scent on. And then, of course, your flashers and spoons.
So how is it when you've got one of these large salmons on the line, how difficult is it to pull them in?
Well, I'm going to defer to Bob. He had his nephew and daughter out, and they just caught a 23.36. He can tell you how exhilarating it is.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, there's not another game fish in the state of South Dakota that can pull as hard or fight as hard and run on as much line as a Chinook salmon. If you know, like Dan said, my daughter and my nephew, when they hooked that fish, it was a tag team effort. One had to hold the pole up, and the other had to try to reel. And then, when one would get tired, they'd switch off and go at it again. And they did a great job landing the fish, but I was just trying to get equipment out of the way so that big salmon didn't get hooked in downrigger cables and other fishing line.
So, how long did it take then to get?
It took them about 10 minutes to land that fish.
So, how deep are they?
You know, these fish that anglers are targeting right now, most of the fish are coming below 80 feet. They're running their downriggers 80 to 90 feet down. And once they hook that fish, you know, a lot of those bigger salmon will stay deep. And then at a certain point will come to the surface, and hopefully you still have them hooked on your line and haven't lost them by then and get a chance to net them. But, yeah, they're coming from really deep water.
So how long have Chinook salmon been in Lake Oahe?
Chinook salmon have been in Lake Oahe since the late 70s. And the state of South Dakota, the Game Fish and Parks, actually started a formal Chinook salmon program in 1982.
Now, for you, Dan Miller, talking about the news now that this is getting out there, that there are these large salmon. Are you getting people from you know, what's the range of people that are coming and stopping by Carl's Bait Shop?
Well, the various area codes are showing up, and they're somewhat foreign to me after an absence of a lot of salmon fishing the last 5 years, so I got to look it up in the phone book and see where they're calling from. But I've had calls from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, and of course Nebraska.
And what do you tell them, that there's a lot of salmon, or they're just big salmon? What are their questions?
Well, one of the things, and myself, but the guy that spent 23 times out to catch two and got the thing going, you know, I say that there's, you know, not a lot of fish being caught per day. Where prior to 2010, you could go out and actually get a limit of really nice fish. You might get one or two a day, or you might get just a few releases a day. But the quality is a lot better than we've seen. But also, you know, we're talking big fish here now, but there's also a future out there, because people are catching what we call shakers that, when they get them to the surface, they're just small, so they just shake them off. And then there's also 3 to 5 pounders. So there's a future out there right now, too.
Well, with these big fish, Dan, what do people do with them? Are they mainly keeping them as trophies? Or?
Well, obviously, the record went to Brookings to be mounted. But Bob can refer to what happened to their 2336 salmon. I believe it got eaten within the next day, didn't it, Bob?
It sure did. You know, we actually sent the skins and stuff off to the taxidermy shop. It's going to become a mount because it's such a memorable fish for my daughter and nephew. But the actual meat, the taxidermist saved, and we have had several meals, really good quality meals of fresh Chinook salmon.
And I understand, Bob Hinton, that there's tagged salmon research going on right now.
There is. Currently, we've got a research project where we've been tagging about 100,000 Chinook salmon a year, and we're stocking those fish at 4 locations on Lake Hawaii, with the primary goal is to try to determine by stocking them at certain locations if we get better return to fishermen than just stocking them up at Whitlock Bay. And what we're encouraging anglers to do is if they catch a fish, a Chinook salmon, and it's missing the adipose fin, which is a fleshy lobe fin on the top of the back near the tail, to turn in that salmon head to Game Fish and Parks. And with their contact information, we'll recover the tag, and that'll aid to try to improve the Chinook salmon fishery on Lake Hawaii for the future.
I know there was some consideration of stocking Lake Hawaii with Atlantic salmon. Bob, is that something that's still under discussion?
That's still under discussion, and our department's still actively looking into it. However, that's not going to occur this year. We're still working on that project.
Does the number of these large Chinook salmon that are being caught, does that change any sort of, does that have any impact on the discussions over whether you should stock Lake Oahe with the Atlantic salmon?
Not really. The Atlantic salmon angle, we were looking at providing another salmon species in addition to Chinook that might provide anglers with an easier fish or a salmon to catch that might fill the void when the Chinook fishery, when Chinook are hard to catch.
How different are the Atlantic salmon from the Chinook salmon? Just that they're easier to catch, or do they feed on the same sorts of rainbow smelt and the lake herring?
Actually, Atlantic salmon are a little more have a little more open diet. They don't get quite as big, but as like I said. They seem to be easier for anglers to target and catch where they're stocked in other places, and it should just provide another dynamic, to a salmon program in the state of South Dakota.
Well, Dan Miller, how much longer does the fishing season continue at Lake Oahe?
Well, it's going to depend on water temperatures, and I'll let Bob kind of explain the specifics. But I see it in the immediate area here continuing on, possibly. Through the end of September, and then they will congregate around the various boat ramps here, the ones that don't go north to Whitlocks. And I think we'll have at least another almost 6 weeks of fishing in this area. I've already had some people come in, live at South Whitlocks, which is Gettysburg, my home area, and they caught a salmon up there. Well, they had a salmon on the other day in about 30 feet of water fishing for walleyes and lost it at the boat. But that shows me that there are quite a few salmon spread out through the system.
Do you think, Dan, that there could be another record-breaking salmon caught this summer?
Oh, definitely, and maybe several times. So we're talking a month to 6 weeks of putting those fish, putting the feed bag on. I could see it broke many times.
So this sounds like it's a pretty exciting time right now.
Yes, it is.
And Bob, how long do you think the fishing season will continue? Is Dan Miller's estimate, is that what you think will happen?
Yeah, I think Dan's right on the mark on what he's what he's saying for what to expect for that salmon fishery. I think we have a good solid month, to fish for those fish, down around near the pier area. And the month of, late September, October is always good up in that Whitlock Bay country. And, that has a tendency as we get later into the season to lend itself more to fishermen that don't have downriggers. Those fish have a tendency to move up shallow. And people can try for them just from shore without even a boat.
Okay. Well, Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
You bet. My pleasure.
And Dan, thanks for your time as well.
Thanks, and appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much. Bob Hanton oversees Lake Oahe Salmon Program as fisheries biologist for the State Game, Fish, and Parks Department, and Dan Miller owns Carl's Bait Shop. Last week, a state record 24-pound, 8-ounce Chinook salmon was caught on Lake Oahe, and as you heard there, still a month or so to go to continue to get up there and maybe catch an even larger Chinook salmon.